I'm back, y'all, and we made it. We made it to the last episode of this Back to the Basics macro series. Woohoo! So let's recap. We talked about why it's important to eat balanced meals and protein in part one, and then we chopped it up about carbs in part two, and today we are going to finish it off with some facts about fat. So without further delay, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. All right, so fact or fiction, eating fats will make you fat. Now, if you're saying, well, it depends, then ding, 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 you are right. It depends. It really depends. So let's just get on into this. Just like carbs, fat has gotten a bad rep in the past. I mean, if you can recall, and I see this quite a bit still, fat-free everything. Fat-free gum, fat-free Diet Pop, fat-free everything. No, I don't know if there's fat-free gum or Diet Pop, but I do know that I see quite a bit of fat-free everything. And I actually had the belief in the past that if it was fat-free, then certainly it has to be good for me, right? Well, in many cases, that can't be further from the truth. And I just want to be clear, we need fat in our diet. Fat is our friend. There are so many benefits from eating fat, and I just want to make sure that we don't make fat the villain like we did carbs in our diet. And so that you can make peace with fat, I'm going to tell you some things that it does for us on a daily basis. Number one, fat helps to regulate hormones by providing the body with the essential fatty acids it needs for proper endocrine function. And this is especially important for our tribe, women over 40, because the hormones produced and released by the endocrine system, they begin to decline as we age. So eating fat is necessary for the endocrine system to produce and release hormones at an optimal level, which can help reduce the effects of aging and regulate bodily processes. Number two, fat helps absorb certain vitamins more effectively, such as vitamins A, D, E, and K. These vitamins are fat soluble, and so they need fat in order to be absorbed. Number three, and this is one of my favorites, because fat is denser and slower to digest, eating fat can help you do, and this is a pop quiz, what do you think it can help you do? And I'll give you a hint because we talked about it as protein. We talked about it when we talked about protein. Yep, that's right. I know you got the right answer. I know you do because you're top tier like that. But fat helps you to stay fuller longer and reduce hunger and craving. And I know I talked about this quite a bit in the last episode, but I'm going to talk about it again here because repetition is key. All the macros process and digest at different rates, and fat is a macro that digests slower. So the benefit of eating protein, carbs, and fat together is a definite win-win-win. All right, so another fact about fat, eating healthy fats can help protect against chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. It does this by reducing inflammation in the body and improving insulin sensitivity. And just to dive a little bit deeper into insulin sensitivity, if I can say that without tripping over it, because this is important to note, insulin sensitivity is the body's ability to respond to the hormone insulin and to use it to absorb glucose from the bloodstream. The more sensitive insulin is, the more effectively it can be used to maintain healthy glucose levels in the body, and that is so important. And number five, healthy fats can help protect bones and joints and reduce discomfort and inflammation because they are high in omega-3 fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory properties. So there are a number of reasons. Those are just the top five or just five that I've given you. But if you've been given fat, the stiff arm, it's been helping protect your bones and joints. So just make sure that you include fat in your diet. But it's again, it's like carbs. It's the kind of fat and the amount of fat that you eat that can cause health issues such as weight gain. So there are three main types of fats. There's saturated fats, there's unsaturated fats, and then there's trans fats. So saturated fats, they're found in foods like butter and ghee and lard and some red meat and whole eggs and some oils like coconut oil and palm oil. And then there are unsaturated fats. And unsaturated fats are found in foods of plant origin, such as vegetable oils like olive oil and canola oil, peanuts, safflower, sunflower, and corn oil. And they're also found in foods like nuts, avocados, and olives. Then there is trans fat. And trans fat is a different story. Unlike saturated fat and unsaturated fat, trans fat is produced through an industrial process called partial hydrogenation, which adds hydrogen to liquid oils to make them solid. You can find trans fat in some cookies and some crackers, chips, and margarine. And I rarely say that foods are good or bad, but it's more how much you consume. But I'm going to make an exception and I'm going to say that trans fat is a bad food. And too much of it can cause increased risk of heart disease, increased risk of stroke, increased levels of bad cholesterol like your LDL, and decreased levels of good cholesterol like your HDL. It can also cause weight gain, and obesity, and it can also increase the levels of inflammation in your body. So, trans fat is something that you definitely want to stay away from. And if you have the time, I would do some research to see just how bad trans fat is for the body. Now, it's definitely okay to consume both saturated and unsaturated fats in moderation as long as you're aware of the overall daily caloric intake and how much of each type of fat you're consuming. So, boiling it down, you just need to know how much saturated and how much saturated and how much unsaturated fat you're taking in on a daily basis, and then what are your overall caloric goals? How many calories do you see yourself taking, or what's your goal? And ensure that the levels of unsaturated fat and saturated fat that you're eating are in line with those goals. I said a mouthful there, but just know how much of that you're eating. And I will also say try to prioritize your unsaturated fats like olives, avocados, and nuts, as these are the quote healthier fats, and limit the amount of the amount of saturated fats that you consume. I hope that was clear because I just ran down a lot. But again, try to prioritize your unsaturated fats and limit your saturated fats. All right, so we have covered it. We have covered protein, we've covered carbs, we've covered fiber and fats. And we've talked about why it's important to eat them at every meal because, simply put, they work well together. Now, I said I was going to give you some simple strategies on how to incorporate protein, carbs, and fats in every meal. So here they are, and don't worry about writing them down because I got you. I put them in the show notes. So shoe notes. I put them in the show notes so you'll have a list. But let me give you a little overview of 10 ways that you can incorporate fats, proteins, fiber, and carbs in every meal. And the first one, of course, is my favorite. It's that yogurt bowl. Yes. I made it. I talked about it in all three episodes. But again, it's the Greek yogurt because it's high in protein. I add a scoop of my favorite protein, a half a scoop, just to bump up the protein level. And then I add nuts, fresh fruit, and that gives me a balance of protein, fat, and fiber. Number two is you can create a homemade wrap with lean meats, and add a complex carb like quinoa and some vegetables. You can do a tossed salad with beans, cheeses, and assorted vegetables for a protein-packed lunch. And again, you got some fats with the cheeses and some carbs with the beans there. So I'm not gonna list everyone out because we'll be talking all day, but I'm just gonna run the rest of these down. You can take a vegetable soup and then you can add some chicken breast to that. So open up a can of soup and cut up some rotisserie chicken and add some olives and some cheese on the side. Voila, you got all three. Number five, grill a lean steak with a healthy side of asparagus cooked in olive oil. There you go, you got all three again. You can make a quinoa-based casserole with some vegetables, and you can have some sliced avocados on the side with some feta cheese on the side or on top of the casserole. There you go. Again, you got all three. You can add nuts and avocado and some additional protein to a bowl of oatmeal for breakfast and add two boiled eggs on the sides. What do you think you got? Ding, ding, ding. You got all three. You can take a piece of grilled salmon with some lemon and olive oil for a zesty dinner. And there you go. You got all three again. You can make a salad with some legumes, some nuts, some lean proteins, and vegetables. And lastly, you can make a smoothie with yogurt, fresh fruit, oats, and nut butter like almond butter or cashew butter. And there again, you have all three. And if you're vegan, don't worry. I have put 10 vegan options in the show notes as well. I will not go through all three of those, all 10 of those on this podcast because A, it'll make it longer, and B, I will probably become even more tongue-tied than I have been. So, with that being said, we did it. While it was not such a quick overview, it took us three episodes, but hopefully it was an informative back to the basic macronutrient review. And again, my goal was to give you a high-level overview of each of the macros and their importance so you can create your own balanced meals at home or when you're on the go so that you can piece it together. So with that being said, that is all, said the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.